downtown. Did you ever go downtown to shop or?
Yeah, we went.
So what kinds of experiences did you have when you went there?
Well, you cross the street if a white woman's coming down the street. You knew to cross the street. We could not go to Lido Beach. We could not go to Longboat Key. To go to the beach, we had to either go to Venice or all the way up to the Sunshine Skyway and swim. I guess they thought we were going to, you know, make the sand black or something, you know. But because Lido had the whitest sand in the world. It was rated as one of the top beaches with the whitest sand in the world. But we couldn't swim there. But when we went downtown, you go and you shop. Of course, you couldn't try dresses on. You couldn't do this. You couldn't do that. But like I said, my class of 57 were, we were renegades. So we would go cause some fuss somewhere.
Did you participate in any of the sit-ins?
That was after my time. I was in New York already. Okay. We sat in. We just on our own would go. You know, me, oh boy, that class. Me and Big Ed was the mastermind. He knew how to build the fire bombs, you know, so we would firebomb, you know, stuff, you know, anyway.
Stores?
No, people that we thought mistreated us.
Oh.
And I remember one night going to this drive-in type place, you know, that has the big glass in front of it, like a Frosty or hot dogs and that kind of place, the sodas, and they wouldn't serve us. Well, they got served, I'll put it that way. I mean, we would, I mean, all of us, you know, if it was like one for one and all for all, and one for all. We didn't let anybody mess with anybody in our class. Otherwise, they had to deal with all of us, you know. And nobody, I don't recall anyone not participating. I mean, some are now preachers, of course. Some found the Lord. I mean, we all did. I mean, we all had to go to church every day, all day, you know, all week. Stay there all day on Sunday. But, you know, we would just go, wouldn't take it, you know.
So it sounds like that was kind of a build up to what came later.
Oh, absolutely.
Organized sit-ins and things like that.
Yeah, except that some of the classes behind us were kind of, you know, I mean, they didn't have the attitude like we had. We got upset with the school. You know, every year at that time, the senior class leaves a gift to the school. Guess what we left in class of 57?
What?
Some garbage cans.
And that was symbolic of?
Of garbage, that we thought we had been treated like garbage.
Oh, at the school?
Yeah, because one of our, they didn't want two of our classmates to march and graduate with us. Well, they claimed they hadn't graduated. So we picketed. We said either they march or we don't march. None of us going to march. So they marched. But they were allowed to march with us, but they had to stay another year to graduate. You know, but they marched with us. You know, we weren't going to let them march with that class behind us, you know, or any other class. We've been together since kindergarten. And so,
loyal friends.
Yeah. To this day, the ones who are still alive, to this day, it's the same. It doesn't change.